Fantastic. Looks like we got two more songs for you. Okay, yeah. Plenty of time. Well, then that's great. We're going to try a song for you now about, we've covered a lot of ground here, I guess.
It's about a very special individual
who's a dog, who's woof. A puppy, woof woof, and she's in the studio with us tonight, but she's very shy. No, she's not. All right, we're going to get spacey with it, though, first. It's called Nella Dear, about a dog named Nella. Which, Nella, if you're listening, I love you.
We love you, Nella.
And, yeah. And stop chewing on that. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
think we're gonna do one more song. Another one for you out there listening in.
This song's about candy.
This song is about candy.
Yeah.
This one.
Do we what else do we need to say about it?
Oh, do you remember what we're called?
We're called Winkler. Though we saw a sign on the way in here that said temporary truck, and we thought maybe if this would be a time to publicly change our names to temporary truck, we would do it. But we won't. It would be really tricky to do.
Temporary truckers.
Temporary
truckers. On WMFO.
But you can come see us on May the 10th at the Rockwood Music Hall, Brady Dallas Jones, and it's been a pleasure playing for you all, and we'll see you soon. Song's called Twin Snakes. Alex and I are gonna kick it off. One, two. Calling my name in a way I ain't heard before. I'm getting older, you're getting older too. I'm a stranger now, different than I was when you found me here. Something's calling my name. Nothing I can postpone until some other day of the week. Haribo candy, sour and dandy, share a twin snake with me. Break it down now. Steps out on the balcony. Are you mad enough to love me when I'm not in the room? You call it not enough, I call it making a mistake. You know me. When you ask for my name and I asked about your lizard. Nothing I can postpone until some other day of the week. Haribo candy, sour and dandy, share a twin snake with me. Whoa, 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 whoa. I thought I told you I've always much preferred the cola,
cherry and plain.
I thought I told you I prefer Crayola cola,
cherry and plain.
I thought I told you I've always much preferred the cola. I've always much preferred the. Nothing I can postpone till some other day of the week. Haribo candy, sour and dandy, share a twin snake with me. Oh. Thank you.
Forget about me. Well, how about that? That was an incredible set from Winkler first. And after their set, we had Lucky Star with Cassie and Leah Callahan with No One. Coming up next, we're going to have one more song, and then I believe Winkler is going to be joining me for an interview. So coming up next is a new song from Jarsh. That last song was Two People Up to Something by Jarsh, and now I am joined by Winkler. Would you all like to say hello?
Hello!
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, so would all of you like to go around, introduce yourselves, say what instrument you play?
For sure.
We can go from there.
I'm Maddie. I play the voice, and I also play the violin, and
I'm Christian, and I play the drums and sometimes keyboard.
I'm Danny. I play the bass.
I'm Justin. I play the guitar and vocals.
I'm Alex. I play guitar and steel guitar.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How'd that feel in there? You guys sounded great.
Oh, thank you. Felt crazy.
It was so fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was great. We tried some new songs out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of songs that are old songs that you think maybe the day before, like... Oh, we don't need to run that one. I think we're good. And then you get in there tonight, and you go, whoa, yeah. It's still a song. Maybe should have run it last night.
Probably should have done that one.
But it was electric, and it was live.
Yes, it was.
Which is great.
Yeah, and I turned off the lights in here, and I was just sitting back and enjoying it. It was perfect.
Whoa.
You don't even know, but we were, like, breakdancing in there.
Yeah.
You would have never known.
But in your fantastic costumes.
Yeah,
exactly.
The banana.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Halloween costumes, what are the best Halloween costumes that you all have had? Oh, or like a favorite.
cape guy.
Oh yeah.
Christian's been cape guy now for maybe the past like 5 years.
Is this a generic cape guy?
I think it's special.
Okay. Yeah. Special each time.
That's good. Does anybody else have a good one?
Well, Maddie and I were cats.
Yeah, me and Alex were cats. It was good.
Which was fun.
Classic. What about you, Justin?
I was the song. So the song we were playing called Halloween that we played in there was I was dressed up like the album cover of this Sparks album called Angst in My Pants. And I was wearing a wedding dress, and my girlfriend Ailey was wearing this like silver jumpsuit, which is, if you look up Angst in My Pants by Sparks, that's what it looks like, mm-hmm. which was really hard to dance because we went to a party. It was really hard to dance in the full wedding gown, but it was fun. It was worth it.
What about you, Danny?
You got something?
It's so dumb.
Have you ever been Harry Potter?
No, I've never. But I've dressed up as, what were we saying I looked like earlier?
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, I've dressed up as Elijah Wood. No.
I was going to say, that's crazy.
Yeah, for last Halloween, I was, I wore like a white tank top and like a backwards hat and I taped a Dorito to my shoulder, and I was a guy with a chip on his shoulder.
That's so dumb.
And that was
so dumb.
Not worth saying on the radio.
I like that.
No, that's great. That's bad. Good stuff.
I was only asking about Harry Potter because I was Harry Potter for maybe 3 or 4 years straight when growing up. You get the costume and it's like easy to just keep
that's
going.
That's a good point. Maybe next year.
I used to be Cape Boy.
Yeah. Cape Man.
I've also done the Harry Potter thing.
You have?
Yeah. Nice. When I was a freshman here, I had people coming up to me every day saying like, hey, has anyone ever told you that you look like...
Right.
And you're like, well, okay, now I'm gonna... Yeah. And so for the listeners at home, you're dressed up in your full Hogwarts garb.
It's true. Well, actually, this year I decided to mix things up, and I went as Weird Al, but specifically Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al.
Wow. Honestly, that
was a great movie.
You look even more like that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I've grown into that.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking of origins...
Yeah,
I guess we were talking about origins.
Yeah.
Where did the name Winkler come from?
He's actually Justin's godfather.
He's my godfather.
Henry Winkler is Justin's godfather.
Yeah.
He gave us like $700,000 to start this band.
It's a sore subject.
Into bass lessons.
Yeah. But
we were just talking about that on the car ride.
We were thinking
about
how
Justin.
I should reach out to him probably a little bit more.
Yeah, we get some more money, maybe.
I almost never talk to him. I heard he's an Emerson alumni though, which is in Boston, which is great.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he did there.
He should speak at commencement.
He should do something.
He should open for us.
Wait, is that real? Is that real?
That he went to Emerson?
No, he did.
Yeah. He really is he alive?
Yeah.
No, he's
alive and well, too.
He's probably like, he's alive, yeah.
Yeah, he was in, he's Barry Zuckerkorn in Arrested Development.
What?
Yeah, that's like his, prime role, yeah.
He's very good. Have you watched Arrested Development?
Yeah. Bits and pieces.
Yeah.
He's very good.
He's very good. He's the lawyer, and he's like... great. I don't know. He's a great guy, though, I think.
He could be not great, but...
Yeah. Anyways, I'm getting off track now.
Next question.
Okay. It's great, yeah.
Let's see. How'd you guys all start playing together?
Actually, I never tell this story right.
That's
maybe
not true,
we
Alan.
Should let. Yeah, that's
not
true.
True.
Maybe Maddie, you should do this version
since we did it last time. I was already besties with Christian. And then me and my other bestie, Curtis, we used to do this like fake tiny desk show, but we called it Tiny Dorm.
It was very hip.
And Justin wanted to do one, and so he came in and he did one, and he was incredible. And we were like, oh my God, who is this? And Christian was there, and we were all like, what the heck? And then fast forward a little bit. We were having a party, and I was like, Justin, you should come to our party. And he was like, yeah, because I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, I had no friends yet. It was awesome.
But then he got the Uber to the right address, but in the wrong city.
Oh, no. Oh, but, I remember that. Yeah, I really messed up.
But we righted the wrong, and Justin showed up, and he met Christian. I was like, you guys got to meet.
Yeah.
And then they met.
Yeah. The rest is... Well, what is the rest, actually? We started recording some music.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then over quarantine, over the COVID, we started playing with Alex. And then more recently, and to much to our joy and appreciation, we're playing with Danny now on the bass. And that's kind of how we came to our most current formation and our strong. It's like when all the Power Rangers come together and make the giant Power Ranger. Yeah. There's got to be a name for
that. It was really convenient because Alex lived like two houses down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we all became besties. Then, yeah. And all played music together.
That's true.
We started grilling.
We did a lot of grills.
We grilled a lot of
2020,
dogs.
2021,
2022. A lot of glizzies.
Yeah.
And then
that was a good front yard.
The rest was history.
Yeah, we had a great front yard. That's what made it so easy, actually. You could keep your distance with a front yard like that out in Alston, Massachusetts. And what we didn't realize, actually, is we lived on essentially like frat row. But when the world is like fully empty, you don't realize that you live on like the busiest frat street in all of the Boston University land. Mm-hmm. So then when everything woke up, our grills were a little bit less chill.
Marmon 2022.
But they were awesome.
Marmon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we just rock and roll. Anyways, we get around to it. Yeah.
That's a great answer. So you guys started about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How has your approach to making music changed? How do you think your take on what Winkler means to you has changed in that time?
I feel like it's still pretty similar to how we started, which is we just try to stay true to what we think is cool.
Executing our creative visions is still the forefront of Winkler, but it's been just changing in the way that we play. We've also all, you know, grown as musicians and people throughout that time, so I feel like we play a lot differently just by human nature, but it's hard to track that kind of thing, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely.
How has it changed? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a very nebulous open question.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've definitely gotten a little better, I think.
I hope we got better.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you've gotten worse.
I don't think you've gotten worse. I'm trying to think about what's different. I miss my effect pedals. We have, like, the pedal board at the feet. I always miss, so now I have to play with my... I can't play with my shoes on anymore. Maybe that's one
sometimes
of the differences.
Sometimes we don't even use the pedals
We
at
don't
all.
Even use them, yeah. We go, like, it's the 1950s. Yeah. No effect pedals.
They need, like, those buttons that they have for the dogs. They can press them with their paws.
That one, like,
big
bunny.
Yeah.
Bunny.
Why, bunny?
Oh, is that where they communicate via button?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That dog...
Bunny sad. Bunny dog.
Oh, then the craziest one is why bunny dog. That one was crazy. They didn't know what to answer. It was insane.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with
it? I do know. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they shouldn't have done that to poor
bunny.
Scary.
Yeah. She gained like consciousness.
Yeah.
Really a little bit of existential dread.
They gave the dog depression.
That's what Nella's about.
That's why we don't play with the shoes anymore. Yeah.
What's your songwriting process like? When you take an idea from a nucleus, where does the nucleus come from? God. And then how do you build on it?
Well, I'll say with the example of two songs that we played today. We played a song called a song called Danger and a song called Hexed. I think it might be Hexed. Both of those songs were initially kind of almost, I don't want to say like a joke, but in the instance of those two, which is why I'm mentioning them, is like we were not even thinking about them when we sort of came up with them. And we were working on more serious songs at the time. And we were like, oh, we got to be heady with it and like really think it through. But then at the end of the day, it was like, those two are still the ones that are kind of stuck in our head.
Yeah. It was kind of like we wanted to write, like we were like, oh, we want to write a good song. But we were like, we don't have any good ideas. So let's write a bad song first and just get that out of the way. Just something and just get out of the way. And then we'll maybe have a clean slate.
Yeah.
And then that song ended up being the one that we liked.
Like, the bad song is kind of better than that, like, weird, pathetic, serious one that we were doing. Not that that's one that we have, I'm sure. But, the joke ones are fun. But also, we're genuine people. We're serious. And we have real emotions. And that is represented, I'm sure, in other parts of our discography.
That's so fact.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But then it takes, usually we get maybe either a demo and then we all get together and we work it out. Sometimes we work it out from nothing and we try to come up with a lot of cool harmonies. We try to do a lot of like three-part stuff. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Goes with what we're into.
Yeah. No, it sounds great. Who are your top musical influences?
Henry.
No.
Henry. Maybe stop. Do we each want to say like a good one?
Yeah. But Alex should start.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like in Winkler specifically?
For Winkler?
Or what about for you? Or just for your instrument? Is there any like musician who within your own instrument that you look up to?
I like Jeff Buckley.
Yeah. Ooh. Jeff Buckley is amazing. I like Boston hero Jonathan Richman. I'm just really obsessed with that guy and the Modern Lovers. And I love also Harry Nilsson. I feel like a lot of that is great. Yeah, those are some two big ones.
Mm-hmm. I liked your cover of Me and My Arrow.
Oh, you like that? Yeah I got a new keyboard. I went crazy with it. I love Me and My Arrow. We actually had two kittens a long time ago, and we named them Oblio and Arrow Harry Nilsson song.
Every time I listen to that song, I shed like a single tear.
A single tear.
Thinking about Arrow.
You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. With Ringo narrates it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't even get him started.
Yeah, I can't even. Again, but Danny, I feel like I don't even know this about you.
Well, it's funny. I'm thinking about playing. I'm relatively new to the bass compared to the other instruments I play. I feel like in terms of influences, I'm thinking of just my friends that play bass. So I'm thinking of my friends Paul Goldfinger, Micah Prusak, Nate Scringy. So I don't know if that counts, but that's my answer. That's
are there any groups that
there
we might have heard of?
Some really great groups. Paul's got his own trio called the Paul Goldfinger Trio. They play in New York. So Micah Prusak plays in You Bet, and Dolly Spartan, now called Dolly. Hmm. And Nate plays in a band I play in called Clifford the Band.
And I've heard of that one.
Some other bands too. Yeah. That's my answer.
Also, if you guys would be more comfortable moving the mic into a different position, okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Christian?
I mean, there's so many. My mom listened to a lot of like Neil Young growing up, a lot of Joni Mitchell, and mostly Neil. I just love the way that stuff sounds, and that definitely has had a big impact on what I like.
Drums.
I feel like kind of what Danny was saying, like your like friends, like our former bass player Ava, sort of like transformed the way I play drums. In small ways, and I feel like in the biggest ways too.
Yeah.
I'm very influenced by Hannah Reid from the band Lamelda.
Nice.
Both songwriting and vocally. That's the one I would say for me.
Yeah.
Are there any locations, either physical or mental, where you get a lot of inspiration from or that you like to go to for inspiration?
We have a pretty sick basement, which is where we do a lot of work. We have it's like sort of a home studio setup, which is it's just a nice place to be able to execute your ideas. But also walking around is my favorite thing.
We try to make it as comfortable as possible. A lot of art on the walls, and it always smells good.
Yeah.
Sometimes too good.
There's something burning in there a lot of the time, and on purpose, it fills the room with... That sounds a lot more
we're talking
nefarious.
About sage.
We're talking about,
I like to burn a lot of incense at once. So like when I'm alone, you can't even see in there because it's just I like to burn like a bunch of different types of incense at once. But then the other day at rehearsal, I was like...
We were trying to sing and it was like... It's great.
Yeah. Pros and cons, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Exactly.
Totally.
All right. You guys have a really magical live energy.
Thank you.
Well, do you have any like... pre-show rituals or secrets to bringing that energy?
I just stabbed Christian. Today we ate a big pizza.
That was
pizza's good.
I almost won the lottery.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, we really close to winning the lottery.
I feel like in general these days I just try to actually pay attention to playing. I feel like when I'm on stage or on radio, I like it's so hard for me to focus on playing because I'm just excited about it or looking at my bandmates or listening to my bandmates. But if I just actually stay focused on myself while still listening to others, there's a sweet spot there.
Yeah. I think that's great. I don't know, because we certainly have fun when we play live.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a little bit of fun and also a little bit of panic built into it.
Totally.
I feel like sometimes what people think is spontaneous is actually us trying our very hardest. And it almost is pushing over the line to where we're kind of beefing it. But if we don't, and we can save it in that sweet, sweet little spot, that's when it's at its best.
Just trying not to blow it.
Not trying to blow it, yeah.
But the closer you get to blowing it, the more it feels really good when you don't blow it.
And you might blow it.
Totally.
You might beef it.
Yeah,
you
that's
might
what beef Trevor it. Used to say too.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, I guess, is the closest we have to a ritual, is trying our very hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of that was a ritual at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
that's just peak effort. I should practice my scales.
Our ritual is trying really hard.
Yeah, we all maybe go to the bathroom before we play.
That's actually true.
Yeah. My ritual is to forget to go to the bathroom.
I'll start reminding you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any good party tricks?
Justin's got a good one.
Yeah, I can do this with my leg.
Whoa! Oh wait, Justin can eat like a tablespoon of wasabi.
That's the one.
Or more. I don't think there's a limit. He just does it.
He can eat like a big thing.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Take it. Yeah. My sister dared me to do it once on a car ride home from school. Eat the thing of wasabi out the. Which maybe this is not that impressive, but it's a good thing to just like knock it back. No facial expression.
Yeah.
Change. That's my trick.
Yeah, but your eyes get a little watery.
They get a little watery. You can't fight the eye water. Yeah.
No. Does anybody, Danny? Do you have one? I don't really know.
Not really.
No.
No, I'm actually going to like a party next week where I it's required that I bring like a talent.
We all
and,
gotta get really good.
I need to like do some planning. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I don't know.
I don't really have one.
I'm not freaking out about it.
Oh, that's good. Alex. That's good. That's really good. She's really good.
I can do a cartwheel, but that's like.
You can do a cartwheel?
Oh my god.
Okay, wait. But also,
Danny's doing a cartwheel right now. Oh my god.
Holy crap.
I feel like it doesn't count as a cool thing because it's just like you're just a guy that can't do
a
handstand.
Do a cartwheel.
You know what I mean? That's awesome.
Well, I mean, some people can't do either.
My party trick is one-armed pull-ups.
No way.
Really?
No
yeah.
Way.
He's doing them now. Yeah,
he's hanging off the monitor. That's crazy.
Whoa. Yeah, party tricks are
hard. Do you have a party trick?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
I might. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I have a lot of jokes. Do you guys have any good jokes?
No.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
Surely no. Yeah.
There was something like a day or two ago that was
It was
simple, but it was good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Let's all just think back to what that is. In our own heads.
It's a situational.
We do a lot of
humor.
Like Weird Al esque parody.
Yeah. I don't want to say.
Soundcheck was pretty funny.
A lot of them are like not like.
I don't think I
could
say it on the radio.
Yeah.
We had a good one yesterday.
Oh my god! Wait, the one that we had just
the squeeze
really
one.
Good.
Yeah.
But we can't say it on the radio. But it was really really good.
Just take our word for it.
Yeah.
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 Really funny.
It was funny
we were talking about that. Like Weird Al is obviously incredibly talented, but he was also maybe just. He was the first guy that did it. And we're thinking about those left and right.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
rewording
all
those
day.
Songs
we
all day.
We could have done Weird
songs. If we just were born earlier and maybe thought that we before Weird Al got there first, I think all of our lives would be different.
No,
I'm
going to
go back in time and kill Weird Al.
No, don't.
Oh,
no.
I'm playing. Yeah. No,
I mean, every time we cook a meal, we end up with the meal and at least three parody ideas.
We're cooking. Yeah. Oh, we're cooking. When we're cooking a meal...
Yeah, we got it, Maddie. We
just had to be there.
Yeah. Freestyling is the party trick. Maybe we should just
freestyle. We freestyle a lot.
Can we like a sway in the morning moment right now?
Sway in the morning. Do a drop a hot 16 really quick.
Oh my god, no.
Some Winkler acapella.
Yeah. We freestyle in 3-part harmony.
Yeah. Oh god.
No one bar for bar. Is doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
Just laying it down.
Yeah.
5 bars from 5 seconds.
All right. How would you guys feel about a lightning round?
Okay.
So
okay.
Each of you guys, I mean, if ideally like a word or a phrase or a sentence, but if it's fun, we can build on it.
I love
you know,
that.
It's freeform radio. Yeah, each of you. So I think the way that we'll do it is we'll start with you and then we're going to go that way. Okay. And then with the next question, we're going to start with you, and then we're going to go back that way.
Oh my
God. So everyone gets a chance in the hot seat, except unless you're in the middle, and then you have a chance to think. Nice. All right. Dream musical collaboration, either within Winkler or just in general.
Gillian Welsh.
You're in the hot seat, Christian. It's burning.
Three. Two.
You can also pass if you want. We can come back.
Devendra Banhart.
Ooh, yeah.
Good one.
MJ Burgerman.
Ooh, MJ Burgerman. Kate Le Bon.
Ringo.
Ringo!
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Didgeridoo.
The trumpet.
Guitar. Ooh,
nice. Piano like Bill Evans.
Double bass.
Nice. You guys had that one ready to go.
It's our dream.
I wasn't serious about the dream.
Here's a fun one. If you had to pick one word to describe Winkler, what word would you choose? I keep giving you hard ones.
Silly.
Or maybe not. Say it. Silly?
Silly.
Oh.
Soul.
Soul.
Good.
Yeah. Major.
Funky fresh.
That's two words.
No, it's not. It's one word.
I think if you spell them with PHs, the space
like
goes away.
A conjoined word. Yeah.
Totally.
A portmanteau.
Yeah.
In fact. Yeah.
Nice.
What's your favorite gig that you've played?
Favorite gig? Probably the Northeastern Faye Webster, Arm & Hammer.
Yeah. My favorite was we played in a backyard in Santa Barbara once and it was really crazy. Wait, I know it's lightning round, but can I expand
a little
bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, It was Thanksgiving weekend in a college town. Where do the kids go? They go home. Nobody was in town. So we got to this place, and my good friend rode his bike around the neighborhood, essentially calling out that there would be a show in his backyard. And we filled the place up, and it was the weirdest show after.
It was all like 7 foot tall.
Beautiful
like
blonde surfer Californian dudes.
All with their
shirts
off.
And an old like astronomer.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't happy about
Everybody
it,
was hula hooping.
It was beautiful. In my mind, there was like a flaming hula hoop. That's not true, but in my mind it was. And then we ended it. We finished the show, and we jumped in the ocean. It was very, very cool. Yeah.
It was a good night.
I feel like you know the with amongst that 6 foot beautiful blonde Californian surfer, your music must have been a hit.
It was
I think
a hit.
They liked it. I think they liked it.
It's beautiful. I've only played like 2 shows with Winkler, I think, officially. So I'm gonna say the Brighton Music Hall show.
Thanks.
That was a good one.
Was that the one a couple months ago?
Yeah, that was just in January. That was my first time playing bass on stage.
That was my first time seeing you guys.
Hell yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever.
Yeah,
it's
kind of a lot of a high octane situation.
Yeah, you out of the frying pan into the fire. Yeah,
the drunk surfer's low E.
Yeah,
I had like a lot of time to meditate on that hit.
Yeah. I think there's so many. There's hundreds. I mean, I don't know. Like,
where to begin?
Oh,
the memories.
Oh, the memory,
the experience.
I mean, one that was really good was the one we played at Cave Diver's house. What's his name?
Oh,
Jacob's house
in Los Angeles.
It was like a garage, and the door opened, and then we were in the garage, and then
we played
to the driveway.
Seamus guy,
and it was awesome. I think we played so good, and it yeah. felt really good, and it was yeah. It felt really, our friends were there, and it was really fun.
There was another guy there that was named Christian Schmidt.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was a very interesting night. Yeah, because he was like, "Are you Christian Schmidt?" And he was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm also Christian Schmidt." Really cool.
My yeah. favorite, that's my favorite show too. Was the Geyserville Tractor Parade.
No,
oh, no,
no. Oh, yeah. That's the no, lowest that was one. The worst that's year. The
no, but in my
that
head.
Was that was rock bottom.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, nothing.
Had to be there.
Yeah.
Actually, I do know what happened. Here's one reason why it was rock bottom. We finished the show. We were getting packed up. It was a tractor parade, so the focus was not really on the music so much as the tractor parade.
There wasn't even that many tractors.
It was a light
actually,
parade.
The tractor parade was awesome.
Yeah, it was yeah.
But we were packing up, got a phone call from our roommate, my girlfriend Ailey, saying that our house had gotten broken into. That, like, while we were playing, most likely, someone God. Was... What did they even steal? Nothing. They lost. They got like $20.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They stole my $20.
They stole Maddie's yeah. $20, which is just essentially a broken window, I guess.
Geyserville mm. Tractor Parade.
Yeah.
A little too much tequila.
Yeah.
Mm. That happens. You know, one time when I was living around here, someone broke into my house and they only stole my light bulbs.
What?
Whoa. I was delighted.
Wow.
That's oh it. My God. You're like, I don't have any party tricks. Come on. What is that then? Yeah.
I got some puns. I got some yeah. jokes. Yeah. You okay, Maddie?
Yeah,
don't think about it.
That's an excellent.
Favorite song to perform?
Oh
which side
God.
Were we on?
Winkler?
Yeah.
I really like doing, I really like playing Fire. It's really fun.
Fire. Oh, right now, I think I like playing Fire too a lot.
Yeah.
I think Orchard.
Mm.
Yeah. I like, sometimes we play this song called Winkler, which is great because I don't have to think at all about it. And then that's when I'm, that's great. No concentration.
I think I have two. I think Drunk Surfers is fun because it's like the lap steel like showcase of the night. And it's just like a really calm and serene moment.
Yeah.
And also like Halloween because... It's all, we're on the edge of beef in it.
Rock.
Yeah,
we're right on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Some songs are just we finish writing them and it's like, why do we make it so hard?
Yeah.
I'm not that good at playing the guitar. We're really that's what I'm saying. Like it's right at the limit of what we can do because I don't even know some of the chords I'm playing.
Yeah, I forgot
some of them. Yeah.
It comes together. I'd never guess.
That's
you
great.
Know?
That's yeah. great. Yeah.
What's a song that you would like to cover?
Ooh.
Forever Young.
Yeah, Forever Ooh. Young by Alpha.
I guess you're just what I needed.
We haven't done a new cover in a while. For a while, we were doing the song Angst in My Pants by
actually,
the band Sparks.
Yeah, oh, that one was great. Really so fun. Much fun. We should do that one again.
Yeah.
That was really
We used
fun.
To do more covers.
Yeah.
Wait, Alex, did you ever even play Angst in My Pants?
I didn't. That's,
See,
that
that's how old
COVID.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the last time we did that.
That's literally wow. crazy. That was Andrew days. Shout out,
Yeah,
Andrew.
Shout out Andrew, our old guitar player. Another cover, though?
Oh, we used to play Hospital. By the Modern
by
Lovers.
The
that was
yeah.
really fun.
That good. One was fun.
That was great.
Oh my God, that's
birthday.
Way old.
Yeah, yeah. Danny's first show that? Was on Maddie's birthday, and we did a shortened version of
oh,
birthday.
Oh, birthday. Yeah.
And we did the like, and I'm going to a party.
That's Alex's favorite song.
That's
yeah.
my favorite song.
Say it's your birthday. Well, it's my birthday too. Yeah.
And who's it? And what is it about?
Birthday.
Yeah.
It's about twins. What was it for twins?
Yeah, it's a birthday
it's
song for twins.
It's, about, right. it's a birthday song for twins.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's both of their birthday.
Yeah.
Or it's just if you have the same birthday
yeah,
as somebody.
Yeah.
But it has to be musical twins.
Musical
yeah.
twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're
yeah.
tone deaf, then it's not for them.
No,
no,
no, no,
no.
They can't
no.
sing.
Paul said that in a
everybody
statement.
Everybody can make a joyful noise.
Yeah, joyful noise.
Everybody can make a joyful noise.
That's
yeah. Anyone can cook.
Is that a Ratatouille reference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you guys have any favorite quotes?
I think that. anyone can cook Ratatouille. That's the godfather of rat movies.
What about you,
That's
a favorite quote. A favorite quote. Oh, gosh. I can remember my, this is, I don't know if this is good or not, when my senior quote in the yearbook when I was a senior in high school was my mom saying, "You know, I hope they never take Modern Family off air."
That's
and I
good.
Thought that was fitting. It was just like such a true statement.
She's
and
so real.
Yeah, she was real
That's
for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Danny,
you got one,
Danny, do you have one?
Do like one from a president or something so we seem smart, please.
They say it's your birthday.
They say it's your
Barack
birthday.
Obama.
Jay-Z said, "Let it breathe."
Let it
Let
breathe.
It breathe.
Yeah, that's good.
So real.
I actually already said mine too, which is that I don't remember like the first half of the quote, but it's that everybody can make a joyful noise. Mm.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Nice.
Oh wait, so one time
Marade guy. They always say it, but I don't know who actually said it. Yeah. What were you gonna
I don't say? Know. I don't know if this is where it originates, but there was this interview with Sun Ra where the cops were trying to shut down their rehearsal space, and he said that there's something about joyful noise and how it says in the Bible that you can do it, and the cops went away.
Whoa, it's
oh,
in the Bible?
Oh, wow.
But that was when that,
so
that was like
Jesus
the 60s
said
or something.
It.
Yeah.
Jesus said that.
Probably Jesus. I
yeah.
Think.
One of my favorite Jesus
<don't>
quotes.
Let's all go around and say our favorite Jesus quote.
I don't remember.
I can't remember anything. I don't know.
What is, I don't remember what side we're on.
It's, me.
It's you. Okay. Mm. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh my god.
I keep, you keep getting the hard ones. Here, have a favorite word.
Favorite word?
Or favorite color.
Oh.
Let's see that one. That one's easy. Right?
Favorite color is hard.
My favorite color is pink, actually.
Nice.
I think right now my favorite color is like the green that like plants are.
Ooh.
Verulian? No, is that, that's emerald. Or
it's vermilion,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Blue.
Nice.
All right, why are you going to laugh at my answer?
Oh, blue.
I don't know.
Is that a fool's answer? A fool's color.
I'm also on the green kick right now, but I'm more, I feel really good with like a dark, dark green.
Mm.
Yeah, dark, dark. Yeah. Dark, dark green.
I was also going to say maybe like a forest green.
Yeah, I was thinking
I like gem
yeah.
tones too. And
that's nice.
Never a wrong answer.
Yeah.
We can return to best advice you've ever been given.
I don't.
That's
I don't,
so
just,
hard.
Just believe in yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
I got one. My dad loves to say life's not going anywhere.
Ooh, that's a really good.
Actually,
one.
No. My grandpa always used to say, if you come to a fork in the road, take it.
That's good. I like that.
Classic. That's classic.
That's so stupid.
Oh gosh. Best advice. I don't really know.
We have no wisdom.
Yeah, where's the wisdom in here?
Where is the love?
Best advice?
Call in with your best advice.
Yeah. If somebody needs to give us some advice, like
we need some advice.
You're so lost.
I need advice.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on because I can't think.
What movie would you want to make the soundtrack for? It could be an existing movie or just the idea for a movie.
We actually just was.
Click.
Click. Yeah, click. If we could score click, that would quit music after.
I was gonna say the Weird Al movie.
Yeah, make
we'd write amazing. Our own original like Weird Al
yeah,
songs.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And Weird Al will harmonize with himself.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Lord of the Rings or something. We could have really painted the mood of that differently. Yeah.
They're just like vibing on their way to
Mordor.
It should
have been a happier movie.
Ding, 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 ding. But like maybe on the horse. It would have really painted the movie like more upbeat,
like
less stressful.
A little bit more psychedelic.
Too much stress in that movie.
Yeah.
Too much stress. They're so stressed.
It's so dark.
Movie.
Why is it so dark?
Yeah.
It should be beachy.
This one might be either easy or not easy.
Okay.
When you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
I love to walk around. That's maybe why we don't get so much good advice. I don't know. That's what I like to do the most outside of music. I love strolling around. Sometimes I go and I'll take a few wrong turns on purpose. And then it's really fun when I start recognizing where I am.
Do you have a good sense of direction? Can you make your way back?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes it's proved to be difficult. Like when my phone dies and I have no resort, I'm so lost. I got lost in somewhere in Brookline the other day and I wound up in a really fancy neighborhood.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. That's
fun.
I like walking around, going outside, hanging out with friends, cleaning.
Actually, yeah, cleaning is like an underrated hobby.
That's something that you guys love.
Christian and I will be like, let's clean the whole basement.
Mm-hmm. And it's cozier, really awesome. And making it as cozy as it can possibly get.
Yeah,
just
cozying it
cozier
up.
And cozier.
Yeah.
I like to cook.
Yeah,
cooking. I've been playing Pokemon a little bit. Yeah.
My partner just made me start Skyrim, and I've never played it, so that's been. I just can tell that there's like 1,000 hours down the drain already.
It's
really dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour, so where can everyone find you guys on social media?
Instagram is winkler.mp4. What else is there?
TikTok?
TikTok is Winkler Band, I think. Facebook, I haven't been on that in a second, actually, but it's Winkler.
Venmo?
And winklerband.com. Venmo, I think, is also Winkler Band, so feel free to just send that over.
Just Venmo us.
Venmo us. What are the other ones? Twitter, I think we're there as well. Probably also winkler.mp4.
Do we even have Twitter?
We did. Yeah, I actually got logged out of it, so I need to figure that out. But
somebody
Instagram, that's the strong one.
Yeah. Go on Instagram.
Yeah. We're playing Rockwood Music Hall.
Linktree.
Rockwood Music Hall.
Rockwood Music Hall.
10th.
Dot May Winkler. 10th. Buy tickets now.
Yeah.
Buy all of them.
Is that real?
Become become a ticket scalper. Buy all
May
of them.
May 10th, Rockwood Music Hall.
Yeah, that's the next show. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
Sweet. Hell yeah. Oh.